currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. It's the final countdown. The Hot Rocks Music Awards show is April 1st at 9 p.m. at the Kirkland Performance Center. 50 Northwest bands have been nominated in 13 categories. Awards will be presented by local radio and TV personalities, as well as local rock talent, who have made an impact on the national music scene. There will be performances by Mind Flow, Blue Thunder, and a couple of surprise guests. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com. For more information, visit the Kirkland Performance Center's website, www.kpc.org, and select Performances, or call 425-893-9900. If you want more rock and a little bit of roll, a touch of country, combined with sing-alongs, then you, and definitely your kids, will want to catch this year's lineup for the Kirkland Summer Concert Series. Bands have been booked to rock you, roll you, and make you laugh. The series will be held at Kirkland's Marina Park and runs July 5th through August 25th. 8 Tuesday morning concerts are planned for children and begin at 10 a.m. The summer fun continues with 8 Thursday evening concerts for all ages beginning at 7 p.m. Children's performers include favorites like Casper Baby Pants, Recess Monkey, and the Not Its. Evening concerts will kick off with Ruby Dee and the Snake Handlers and end with roots reggae legend Clinton Fearon and his Boogie Brown Band. For a complete list of performers and dates, visit kirklandsummerconcerts.org. The Fountain of Youth may be a legend, but not true of a new touchscreen, self-dispensing fountain of the future. Coca-Cola's Freestyle vending machine is hitting the market across the U.S., including Kirkland. Taco Time on 116th Avenue will soon have the machine available for you to enjoy the classics and to create up to 106 new flavors of your choice. Raspberry Coke, Orange Coke, Sprite with Grape, Sprite with Peach, and Fanta Lime are just a few of the non-traditional flavors you'll find available. The fountain uses micro-dosing technology to dispense sparkling and still beverage brands from a single freestanding unit. You can now find Freestyle at Taco Time locations in Seattle, downtown Renton, and downtown Bellevue. Visit Coca-Cola Freestyle's Facebook page for more information and locations. A heads up to the Highlands neighborhood. Intersection improvements are coming to 114th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 85th. A shout out to Central Houghton neighborhood. You're getting intersection improvements too at 108th and 68th. And a memo to Moss Bay neighborhood. Construction will soon begin to upgrade King County's pump station, located at the corner of 3rd Street at Park Lane. If you're curious about public and private capital improvement projects happening in your neighborhood, check out the March Neighborhood Services Hot Sheet. You can visit the project list and descriptions online at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/neighborhoods. In other neighborhood news, the City Council recently met with the Totem Lake neighborhood and Kingsgate residents. The Council meets with neighborhood associations throughout the year as a unique way for residents to raise questions and concerns related to their specific neighborhood. In advance of the meeting, residents submit questions online, which are then addressed at the meeting. At this meeting, annexation was on the minds of many attendees. To view the summary of questions and answers, head back to the Neighborhood Services webpage at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/neighborhoods and select Neighborhood Associations, then Totem Lake. On April 6th, the City Council will be meeting with the Central Houghton neighborhood at 6:45 p.m. at the Houghton Fire Station. The Lake Washington Schools Foundation is hosting its 6th annual A Legacy for Learning Luncheon on Wednesday, April 20th at Juanita High School in Kirkland. The luncheon raises money for foundation programs for students throughout the Lake Washington School District. This year's keynote speaker will be Dr. Bonnie J. Dunbar, former president and CEO of the Museum of Flight and astronaut with 5 space missions under her belt. The event begins at 11:30 a.m. and ends at 12:30 p.m. Lake Washington Schools Foundation, LWSF, is a partnership between parents, business and community leaders, and the education community to support academic excellence and success for all students. LWSF has given over $750,000 so far for programs for Lake Washington School District students. For more information, or to register, go to www.lwsf.org or call 425-936-1414. In light of the recent earthquake and tsunami in Japan, the city's Office of Emergency Management stresses the importance of homes and businesses being prepared. By having emergency supplies stored away, out of area contacts to call should a disaster occur in Kirkland, and to develop an emergency response plan for family members and employees. Stephanie Day, the city's emergency preparedness coordinator, is here to tell us what items should go in your emergency preparedness kits.
Here is a basic emergency supply kit. This kit includes a bag with handles for portability, a compact basic first aid kit, a hand crank AM/FM radio. You could also use a battery-operated radio, just don't forget to include some extra batteries. An emergency survival blanket, one per person. An emergency poncho, one per person. A flashlight with extra batteries. Water packets or bottles, enough for 1 gallon per person per day for at least 3 days. Food, at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food. If your kit contains canned food, don't forget to include a can opener. A dust mask to help filter contaminated air, one per person. Sanitation bags. A pair of sturdy work gloves and a pair of medical gloves for first aid. Tissue packs. Waterproof matches. A deck of cards for entertainment, also good for children. A whistle to signal for help. And a plastic photo album. The photo album has plastic sleeves that can hold many valuable items, such as your family's emergency plan, medical information, out-of-area contacts, general safety information about using a fire extinguisher and how to turn off your gas, first aid basics, family photos, and local maps. Keep your kit in a convenient place known to all family members, and remember to check your kit every 6 months to replenish and replace outdated items. Thanks for your efforts for getting Kirkland prepared.
It's good to have these kits at home, in your car, and at work. Visit the city's website on your screen for a list of resources on how to be ready for a disaster, or call 425-587-3650. A couple of roadway reminders. Here in Kirkland, in early April, construction will begin to install new roadway and intersection improvements, pedestrian and bicycle enhancements, and landscaping improvements at Central Way and 6th Street South. Drivers should expect delays through July and are asked to use caution when approaching the intersection. The city's contractor will begin construction activities at 9 a.m. and end by 3:30 p.m. For project information, visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us and search Central Way and 6th Street. If you'll be driving on I-405 over the April Fool's Day weekend, remember that the highway will be closed in both directions for 53 hours, beginning Friday, April 1st at 11 p.m. between Northeast 8th Street and State Route 520 to remove the old Northeast 12th Street Bridge. Lanes will reopen Monday, April 4th at 4 a.m. Plan ahead and use alternate routes or postpone trips. Northbound I-405 off-ramps will be open as far as Northeast 8th Street. Southbound drivers will detour via 520 to 108th Avenue Northeast. Regional drivers not visiting Bellevue should avoid I-405, sticking to I-5, I-90, and State Route 520 if possible. For more information, call the I-405 construction hotline at 425-456-8585 or visit the website below and select Find a Project. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online and on your mobile devices. Just visit the city's website and click Watch On Demand Programming. Or you can catch us on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.